Hi everybody, my name is Rose Bernard and I'm an analyst with Control Risk's Cyber Threat Intelligence team. I'm here with Ollie Robinson, who is one of our senior analysts on the team, and he's going to talk to us about payment diversion fraud. Hi Ollie, can you start this off by telling me what exactly is payment diversion fraud?
Certainly. So payment diversion fraud is quite a prevalent threat to companies across industry sectors at the moment, given the way that cyber criminals are quite frequently using it to divert payments from companies. So broadly speaking, payment diversion fraud is when a company is duped into sending a payment to an account held by a cyber criminal rather than an intended recipient. So this is usually done by sending unsolicited email communications to specific individuals at companies, informing them to send payments to specific accounts. There are a variety of specific payment diversion frauds. For example, CEO frauds involve the impersonation of a CEO at a target company. And this involves contacting an employee with the necessary level of authorization in order to persuade them to wire funds to a specific account under the kind of guise of a CEO. Also, change of supplier fraud is a variant of payment diversion fraud, and this involves payments being sent to accounts held by cyber criminals instead of intended suppliers, and this follows the interception of communications by cyber criminals over a period of time.
So, what techniques do cyber criminals use to conduct payment diversion fraud?
Yeah, so typically techniques will involve the attack, various attack phases, which take place over several months. So first of all, individuals at a target company are targeted with open source reconnaissance. So these will typically be individuals responsible for fund transfers and who might have a publicly listed email account. So these targets are then typically sent spear phishing emails from either spoofed or hacked email accounts from which they'd expect to receive communications. And these often purport to contain financially relevant information. However, they're actually loaded with malicious files that, upon being opened, deploy remote access trojans or rats on infected systems. And what these rats do is they give attackers access to target systems, and they're used to subsequently conduct intelligence on target companies regarding how payments are facilitated. And so after a period of time, once the attacker has got access to the target network and has conducted the requisite reconnaissance, email communications sent to specific individuals at target companies are essentially intercepted, and payments are then diverted to the accounts held by attackers. And once a variety of attacks of this nature have been taking place, attackers will often use access to the infected networks to send email accounts to subsequent companies for subsequent payment diversion frauds to take place.
And is this a growing problem?
Payment diversion fraud is definitely a growing problem. And what we're finding generally is that cyber criminals are kind of moving away from more traditional carding activity. So that involves acquiring and monetizing compromised payment card credentials. And what they're doing instead is they're conducting more strategic targeting of companies with things such as payment diversion fraud. And the reason for this is this essentially nets them high returns on investment. So a payment diversion fraud can be launched using attack tools such as remote access trojans and keyloggers, which cost essentially several thousand US dollars. And successful payment diversion frauds can net profits of potentially hundreds of thousands of US dollars or even millions of dollars in some cases, thereby representing quite high returns on investment. And again, one of the attractions of cyber criminals conducting payment diversion frauds is the fact they don't need specific technical knowledge or technical skills to launch such attacks. All they need is the ability to conduct some in-depth reconnaissance on target networks and target individuals, and be able to use basic attack techniques such as rats and keyloggers.
So, talking a little bit about target networks, can you tell us which companies are vulnerable to payment diversion fraud?
Well, broadly speaking, I'd say that all companies are vulnerable to payment diversion fraud. However, some companies are more vulnerable on account of their kind of geographic makeup. So we've seen cyber criminals heavily targeting companies with geographically dispersed offices. So, for example, companies' offices in India are quite frequently targeted. And this reflects the targeting of non-native English-speaking employees on account of their perceived susceptibility to being duped by spear phishing emails. The Hawkeye campaign, which was reported by IT security company Trend Micro in mid-2015, reported on supply chain vendors in the shipping, manufacturing, mining, and leisure and hospitality sectors being quite susceptible to payment diversion fraud as well. But as I said that all companies potentially are vulnerable to payment diversion fraud, given that it's such a massively growing threat, and then it can be launched by cyber criminals without technical expertise using basic attack tools.
So, how should companies protect themselves against this growing threat?
Yes, it's a growing threat, but I'd say a number of basic mitigation techniques can be used to effectively protect companies against payment diversion fraud. So, first and foremost, I advise companies to implement user education. So, particularly staff who are particularly likely to receive unsolicited email communications. So, for example, staff in finance or HR departments. I'd also advise companies to enforce security protocols regarding the authentication of payments so that they're less susceptible to payment diversion fraud. Additionally, I'd advise companies to enforce malware mitigation techniques such as application whitelisting, which would make the infection of their networks less of a possibility. I'd also advise the securing of company email accounts using two-factor authentication where possible. And as with DDoS attacks, I'd advise companies to assess the preparedness of their third-party vendors to payment diversion fraud as well.
Well, if you're interested in the topic of payment diversion fraud or in the myriad of other threats that could be facing companies these days in terms of cyber, we'd advise you to check out our online subscription service, which has a number of intelligence reports on these topics. Thanks, Ollie, for taking the time to speak to us today.
My pleasure.
Okay, thanks and goodbye.